Hello and welcome. It's the Lisa.fm Book Club, where we cover books that awaken your consciousness. I'm Lisa Osborne. Thanks for being here. We're joined by author Karen Tay today. Karen's new book is Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. Karen is an expert on the goddess and the divine feminine. Her other book, Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations, was recently endorsed by the Joseph Campbell Foundation. She's an independent scholar, a minister, and she hosts her weekly radio show, Voices of the Sacred Feminine. For more info on Karen, go to KarenTate, TATE.com. Thanks for being here, Karen.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
And the book is all about the goddess. You actually visit. It's almost like it's a travel guide with a how to get in touch with your inner feminine book. It's a lot of books in one, it seems.
Well, it is. It's almost like five books in one. I divided it into five sections that correspond with the four elements and spirit.
Let's go into the whole feminine face of God thing, because if people are going to church on Sunday, they might not see a lot of femininity in church these days. What happened?
Well, that's really true, although it is resurging today, and we are starting to see it, and even, progressive Christian congregations and progressive Jewish congregations. But what happened was, you go back 25 or 30,000 years, goddess was seen as deity because people believed, women gave birth, the earth was feminine, the earth provided all one needed for sustenance, everything we needed to provide for ourselves. And, you know, it was obvious, it was just simple. Men did not give birth, women gave birth. And ancient people didn't understand the part men played in procreation. So that's why in the earliest of times, it was, God, a female face of God that people worshipped. Also because it was very magical to give life, and women could bleed without dying. So there was all of this magical element. But then it became more about power and politics as peoples became more sophisticated. And quite frankly, men wanted to grab power away from women because women were more powerful, because they were associated with goddess by virtue of the fact that they could give birth, that they could bleed without dying. So they were looked upon as very magical and powerful, and men coveted that. So they did everything in their power to do away with the female face of God, and they left us with just the male god, and we've been out of balance ever since, and we see the ramifications in society every day.
And in Eckhart Tolle, in A New Earth, he even mentioned that had the masculine not become so dominant, that we would be further along on our evolution.
Well, it's true. You think of a married couple, a good married couple that you know. They complement each other. One doesn't dominate the other, and the two together are a powerful force, and they keep each other in balance. And it's the very same thing with the male and female face of God.
And the masculine and feminine goes beyond the man and woman. Each of us have masculine and feminine inside of us.
Oh, absolutely. We do. You think of the yin and yang symbol, for instance. It's very important for men to connect with the feminine within themselves, and it's really important for women to become empowered and connect with the male aspects within themselves.
And you talk about at the end of chapter 20 on page 276, women must heal themselves before they can change the world. What do you mean? So we're harmed because our intuition and our femininity has been held down?
Well, that's a topic we could talk about for an hour, but just real briefly, women have been very damaged, as men have been damaged, by only seeing a male face of God. They don't, in a lot of cases, they don't see themselves as valuable as men. They, think men, or more worthy than them, or more powerful than them, or smarter than them. I mean, it's all in the programming,
And because we do set men up to be the rescuer, the savior, the solution to everything, and a lot of those are big shoes for a man to stand in.
Well, it is, and that's really not fair to men either, is it?
And then on the other hand, we don't want them to open the door, but then we do want them to open the door for us, and then
we're all so confused, aren't we? But it's really important that we start to look at this because, goddess isn't just a deity who reigns in the heavens. She's an archetype that, is sort of like a role model or mentor for us so that we can be the best we can be, whether that be a mother or a warrioress. you know, and
or both,
absolutely. You look at some of the goddesses, they were absolutely both, because some people think the feminine face of God is all about, you know, carrying flowers and being soft. Well, all you have to do is look at goddesses like Kali and Sekhmet and Durga, and you start to get the picture that these are, you know, powerful archetypes, powerful deities that encompassed all the aspects anyone would need to be very successful, powerful, compassionate, tolerant, diverse. You know, within goddess is everything we do really need if we just look at her and understand all she encompasses.
And in your book, Walking an Ancient Path, you list a lot of the goddesses. So if someone's just new to this, your book is a great way to get to know the goddess and learn more about it, because some of the goddesses you were just mentioning are the warrior goddesses. So when you need power in your life, you can call on the archetype of the Sekhmet or one of the other warrior goddesses. I'm talking with Karen Tate, author of Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. It's the Lisa.fm 7-Minute Book Club. Just the curiosity, who's your favorite goddess? Do you have one?
I do, actually. I started out with the Egyptian goddess Isis, and she took me along my path for a number of years. And then the other Egyptian goddess, the lion-headed Sekhmet, stepped up, taught me some things that were really important to inspire me and give me strength and personal empowerment. And, you know, now it's very, very interesting because I'm starting to examine Mary and Mary Magdalene a lot closer, because I see them as really important bridges to bring into the fold, so to speak, these progressive Christians who have not had the benefit of understanding the feminine face of God. And through Mary and Mary Magdalene, they learn about goddess. They see the power of the feminine face of God and what we've all been missing for so very long.
Why does the feminine face of God seem to be missing in so many churches today? Karen explains this and offers you simple tips for using ritual to connect with the goddess and to create your ideal life in part two of the Lisa.fm Book Club podcast with Karen Tate, author of Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. For more info on Karen, visit KarenTate.com. And be sure to catch part two of this book club chat with Karen. Subscribe to the Lisa.fm Book Club podcast. Just go to www.lisa.fm and click on the Lisa.fm Book Club. I'm Lisa Osborne.